meeting. We are at Exmouth Town Council's planning meeting, which is here on Monday the 14th of August. First item on the agenda is apologies for absence. I have received apologies from Andrew Coleman, Councillor Andrew Coleman, and we have apologies from Aurora Bailey and Andrew Woodward. Does anybody else have any more at all? Okay. We have.
I don't think there are any more.
No. No, that's probably it, isn't it?
Okay.
We know who's probably speaking, but there's nobody here to speak, so we will swiftly move on from that. To confirm the meeting, the minutes of the meeting held on the 31st of July. Does anybody have any comments on those minutes? Would anybody like to propose and second that we accept them?
Propose.
Do we have a second?
Propose.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Rosser. So we propose and second that we note those minutes. All those in favour? Thank you very much. We now have declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. I have one for an application 23129A4, 67 Bickley Street. I know the applicants quite well. I'm aware of their situation, and I don't consider that I could necessarily be. I don't think I should be in the room for that one, so I will step out for that.
That's fine.
The Councillor Dunbar has viewed it and will check.
Okay.
Okay, does anybody else have any declarations of interest at all? Sorry, Councillor Lewis, I thought you did.
Now you're overdoing it.
Okay.
Forget me once.
Yeah, now you're there. Okay, item number four, urgent business. We don't have any urgent business.
I have two, actually.
We have two items.
I have two items.
First
of all, there is a planning committee meeting at East Devon District Council on the 22nd of August, for which there are two applications tabled, which we objected to, and both are being recommended for approval with conditions. And I didn't know whether we wanted to send a representative. One is Chestnuts on 65 Salterton Road, and the other is 2 Turner Avenue. So Chestnut, 65 Salterton Road, so Turner Avenue is, it's a corner plot, construction of a new attached dwelling in the garden of an existing house.
Yeah,
do you want to have a look?
Big corner areas in Turner Avenue. I think this has been going on for a while, hasn't it?
It's southwestern end of a terrace of 4 dwellings that front Turner Avenue between its junctions with Elm Road and Greenhill Avenue. Do you want me to pull it up?
Yeah.
It might refresh your memory.
Yes,
I wondered if you wanted to send anybody to speak, that's all, because we need to register the speakers. The meeting's on the 22nd of August at 9:30. So I've brought it up as urgent business because it's next week and we won't have a planning meeting for 2 weeks. I think it's this one, isn't it? It's up to you, but you don't have to send a representative, but I'm just flagging up that those applications are on the agenda. If anybody feels strongly about sending representation, we did object to both of them.
Just to say they both are the drawing board, of course, so I think probably somebody from Redmond, if anybody goes before.
Do you want to have a look at the applications, read the officer reports, and then let me know if you think it's worth objecting.
Yeah, I was concerned about it at the time, I can't remember the
nuts
and bolts of it.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to do it.
Okay.
The alternative, of course, is if you don't, if you do want to make a representation, but you can't, you know, you don't feel like you can get there at all, you can have send them a statement to be read out, which is what we did for the Jason one.
Mm. So the second item is the appeal for Jusons, which has been lodged. So interestingly, they've said that we would have Rule 6 status on this occasion, which I've never come across before, because it's an inquiry rather than a hearing. But anyway, there's a 29th of August deadline if we want to register to use our Rule 6 status. To be honest, that fills me with dread, because the Rule 6 status allows you to cross-examine the applicants.
Yeah.
And having sat through that McCarthy Stone appeal with the Queen's Counsel barrister.
I think, if I remember correctly, the Courtman's application that I got involved in many years ago, I think we were allowed to do that.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So again, because we objected, our comments will automatically be sent to the planning inspector, but we do have the right to register under this Rule 6 status for the opportunity to cross-examine the applicant. We need to let the inspectorate know by the 29th of August. So that is the day after the next planning meeting.
Shall I have a think about that? You know, given that I was accused of being ageist, the temptation is there, to be honest. So I'll give that some thought and we'll have a chat.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to propose that we do register.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Do we have to say who it will be at this point?
I don't know, but that's fine.
Okay, cool.
And have we got a date for it as well or not?
I think it's on that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not on that one, it's on.
I just thought there was an appeal in the lodge.
I don't know if they've set the date, let's just double check.
I don't think there's a date on.
Isn't there? Okay. That's the tree one.
Could we hire a barrister to do the cross examination? Well, no. That's your job.
How far was that?
The McCarthy Stone one, they had a Queen's barrister,
who,
Queen's Counsel barrister, McCarthy Stone.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, to be cross-examined.
Well, to represent McCarthy Stone when the McCarthy Stone application
right.
went to appeal.
Right. So they cross-examined us.
No, they didn't cross-examine.
No.
But you know, what I suppose my point is that McCarthy Stone, as a developer, threw significant legal weight behind you know, the exercise of trying to defend that application, and I suspect Churchill will probably do the same.
Yeah.
So
that's why we need to have somebody.
Yes, just to clarify, if we send somebody, we can cross-examine them.
Mm.
But as Mike alluded to then, does that mean that they can cross-examine?
I've got
us?
No idea. I don't
okay.
know. I've well, not come.
Be,
yeah.
Yeah.
It says on the accompanying letter, it says you can find guidance on the link.
Okay.
Apply for Rule 6 status on a planning appeal or a called in application. It doesn't say when the date is at the moment. It just says representations must be received by the 29th of August.
Okay.
So we haven't got a date yet.
Okay. Okay, we'll have a chat.
Okay.
So we now move to tree and advertising consent applications. This is with Riley, who we do not have a representative from. Planning application, but we do have views of. Okay, good. Planning application 23-1446 tree, land on the south side of 11 Drakes Avenue. Proposal is to crown lift an oak above the neighbouring property to the south, achieving a 3 metre clearance from the property. The maximum diameter cut of 50 millimetres. Tip to reduce the tip on the southern aspect by 1.5 metres with a maximum diameter cut of 25 millimetres. Tree 2 is a copper beech, reduce the height by 1.5 metres and tip reduce the northern aspect by 1.5 metres at a maximum diameter cut of 25 millimetres. Councillor Woodward suggests that in view of the clear indication that T1 is acceptable but T2 is not, and I propose we agree to split the decision for approval for T1 but refusal for T2, and I'm assuming that's what the
tree officers recommended.
Okay. So to carry out the works on the oak tree but not to allow the works on the copper beech tree. Does anybody wish to comment? I'm happy to propose that from the chair, given it's from a tree officer's report. Okay, Councillor Deasy seconds. So proposal and seconded for a split decision. All those in favour? Cool, that's unanimous, thank you. We now move to planning applications. First up, Brixington, 23-1547 VAR, Woodland Lodge. This is a variation of condition 2 in the approved plans from a previous application, 21-29134, to include 16 solar panels to the front elevation and to increase the existing ridge height to go along with a proposed staircase. The Town Council for the original application suggested that we had no objection, subject to a tree officer's report. There are no comments from such consultees. Highways are yet to comment. There are no representations. This is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EN1, which is development outside the built area boundary, and EB2, which is where are we? Oh, no, there's nothing. New development should be mindful of ceramic building styles and ensure a high level of design exemplified in the avenue's design statement. Councillor Chen Nicholas.
What were you reading out? I can hardly hear you, but I
haven't. I put some notes on the chair's agenda. That said that when we considered the application previously, we didn't object to it, subject to the tree officer.
Well, I should say, the only one I've got is Witherton Rally, the tree officer.
No, it's not a tree report. We're looking at the Brixington planning application for Woodland Lodge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, all I could hear you say was tree officer.
No,
off
Woodland
off
Lodge.
Thanks. Today's a bad day.
Yeah, no worries, no problem at all.
Well, I haven't got any objection at all because he wanted the 16 solar panels as well. And it's a case of something mismeasured, I should say, because it wasn't passed by building regs. They wanted to put a staircase in, and it needs to be 675 millimetres extra in height, so we'll let them have that. Rather than have a £4 over £600.
Each there. Okay, so that's you're proposing no objection. Does anybody else have any further comments at all?
We
favour? Thank you very much. Planning application 23-1596 VAR. This is again a variation of condition 1 from approved plans and condition 2 from approved plans for 26 Durham Close. The original extension application was for a single storey front flat roof extension, so it's now going to have dark grey cedral cladding. I assume that means cladding cedar.
It's like the cedral cladding is like we've got on the beach wheelchair unit.
Oh, okay.
It's like that composite.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was looking it up this afternoon. Cedral is actually now the name of the country, the company.
Ah, got it.
It was called Eternit before, and it now trades as Cedral.
Okay.
I think they're wrong with this. I think they should be using a capital C. But
yeah.
You always see it with a small C.
I think that's why I thought it was C there. So it's changed to that from a brick finish. So there'll be a dark grey finish on the doors and windows. The roof light is no longer flat, but is vaulted. We have no comments or anything at all. That one, I guess that's EB2 still. Which is,
oh, yes, sorry, that's my mistake.
So there are no comments on that. Councillor Cherry Nicholas.
I object to this because they've gone against what was laid down. It should be all brick.
Yes.
And in fact, before I double checked that I was wrong, and it was brought up by Lisa for me, and it states quite categorically it has to be brickwork and that, and you can't overturn that.
The previous application was conditioned that it had to be brickwork so that it was in keeping with the street scene. We pulled it up, didn't we, Cherry? So 26. So it's done it again. It's gone to Gorse Lane. That's infuriating. Don't know why it thinks Durham Close is Gorse Lane, but anyway. Anyway, all of the houses are brick. Some of them have got render.
But
none of them have got cladding. No. I want to go there somewhere. Here we go. So this is the street scene. This is actually number 26 here. But they're all brick render. There's a little bit of cladding there on that frontage, but that's it.
Okay.
No.
Because he built the extension before he had applied for
don't know, it says it's 28, but I don't always rely, you can't always rely on the numbering, so I don't know. You'd have to look at the block plan and see. Yeah.
Okay, so you object on the grounds that that was one of the specific conditions.
Yeah.
There's no reason we should, that condition should be removed, is there?
Yeah, he prefers the cedar and the outlook on it. Doesn't matter what anybody else.
Yeah.
So we cite EB2,
yeah.
Street scene. Yes, out of keeping with street scene.
Is anybody willing to second that? Councillor Dumper, thank you, Tim. So we have a proposal and a proposal and a seconder for objection on the grounds that it doesn't meet EB2, just like the last one. All those in favour? Thank you very much. And we now move to planning application 23-1506 for 57 Langston Drive, a first floor rear extension. We have no comments from statutory consultees, no representations, Access Holiday Centre, installation of a chopsticks unit. Should I declare that I have visited the chopsticks unit in Exeter many, many times?
No.
And I do find it quite, I do think it's quite nice.
No, don't worry.
Okay. It's quite a long way from
unless you've
walk.
Got shares in it, I wouldn't worry.
Shares in it, no.
I had to look that one up. So,
it's very reasonably priced. fairly good for your food. Anyway, I'm not the commissioner, I promise. It's all right, there's always one in Exeter, so it's fine. So anyway, there are comments. There are no comments. Okay, so we have no comments from the statutory consultees at the Highway Authority, the AONB, or the East Devon Landscape Architect. Environmental Health has considered the application, does not anticipate any environmental health concerns. We had no representations from the public, and we have. So this is again proposals for development within the built up area boundary.
Cool.
And the surrounding building styles, which on a caravan site is quite a strange one to be considering, I think. Councillor Deasy.
No objection, thank you.
Councillor David Paul,
no objection.
Councillor Mike Rosser, you can object if you want.
Well, no objection to the shops, it's caravan, but they also want to clear an area behind. They're talking about moving a tree, I think that's, I'd like to know if the tree officer thinks that's actually going to happen. Because moving a tree is quite a discussion. No objection, subject to tree officers.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. When you say moving the tree, do you mean actually like digging it up and putting it somewhere else?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying it's going to be a plan. It says relocation.
Okay.
It's the landscape architect that is consulted, so subject to landscape architect.
Oh, he wasn't. I thought he was.
Yeah, he's been
he is consulted, but he hasn't commented yet.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, also they're removing a hedge and some shrubs. I don't know why they want to clear all that out of the way, but you could still have your chopsticks and also have the tree there. Why not?
I thought the idea of it was a takeaway.
Yes,
anyway.
Both
yeah.
Ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
They haven't commented yet, have they?
No. The only comment is from Environmental Health.
So we have a proposal and a second for approval subject to the, it would be the landscape architects.
Or tree officer.
Or tree officer.
Or tree officer.
Yeah. You can choose which one's.
Tree officer isn't consulted, that's why I said landscape architect, but we can say that subject to tree officer. Where did you see the tree?
If you look on the plan.
On the proposed one.
That's the
existing tree to be relocated, existing bush to be removed. Existing green hedge to be removed. I'm guessing that's why they've consulted the landscape architect then, but that's fine. I'll word it accordingly. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
I mean, potentially the tree's a really young one or something. I don't think it would be.
Oh, you
did? Yeah. I don't know. No, I'm not sure, but anyway.
Okay.
So, but subject to that, we're okay with it.
Yeah, I'm concerned with the little ones.
So we have a proposal and a second. Have we had a vote on this one?
No.
A proposal and a seconder for approval or an objection. All those in favour?
Thank you.
Cheers. You can take your pick as to who the proposal and seconder is.
I've got Graham and
yeah.
David, that's okay. Fine. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This isn't Richard Street. No. Okay, so planning application. Yes, a strange example of a ward boundary going up the middle of a road again.
Yeah.
Very confusing. So we have planning application 231344, listed building consent for 42 Bicton Street. which is to re-roof the main slopes on the front and rear elevations. There are no comments from such consultees, no representations, and this is, oh, I was getting confused here, where are we? There we go. This is EB1, should seek to conserve heritage assets, including traditional shop frontages and historic street furniture, and also EB2. So, yeah, Councillor Mike Rosser.
No objection, subject to the building officer.
Yeah,
conservation.
Councillor Lake Paul.
Agree, no objection.
Councillor Graham DC.
Yeah, they give a lot of reassurance that they're doing it within the context of the area, so based on that, no objection.
Okay. So we have a proposer and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour? Oh, that's unanimous, thank you. We now move to planning application 23-1520 full, 7 Carlton Hill, a proposed single storey side extension. No comments from staff consultees, no representations, and excellent neighbourhood planning policy EB2 applies to that. Councillor David Hall.
Okay, good to no objection. I'll let confirmation that this is actually in the conservation area. The map I got doesn't show it.
No, I don't believe it is, because I checked the conservation area and it's not.
Are we still no objection?
It's just down from the roundabout, isn't it, on the left hand side? Yeah, no, it's outside the. Yeah. As you go up, it's on the left, just.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not in the conservation area.
You're happy with it?
Yeah.
Councillor Lane, I suppose my only concern was it says it's going to become a gallery. I don't know whether that's going to be a public gallery. If so, car parking. I know it's technically not a planning issue, but there is no parking outside or even in the close vicinity. But it depends whether it's a private gallery or public gallery. That's my only concern about it. The actual building height and so on as well. If the match was there, I don't have any problems with that at all. So no objection really, but probably concern about car park. Thank you.
Yeah, is there that is quite an interesting point, isn't it, as to what that means.
They have a sort of a workshop, a sort of pottery workshop there. Again, I don't know whether that's public or private, or whether they hold courses or anything there, and then this is a gallery built in exactly the same style, so that's not an issue. The height of it is not an issue. The extension goes to the right of that photograph, if you like, but again, same roofline, same style windows, so I don't see any problems with any of that. And the height of it doesn't, it's not intrusive on anybody. So it's just for the same. What type of gallery
it's going to be,
but
it may not
be a planning issue for me.
So
it's
small.
It is.
Okay, so we do have a proposer and a seconder for approval. You can write a note in your in the communication with East Devon, just seeking clarification on that, and then that will be a question they'll ask their officers when they're processing it. So all those in favour? Thank you very much. Unanimous. Okay, so we now move to Camward. Planning application 23-1525 DEM for the phased demolition of an existing police station. The police station. We have... Yeah. We have several to choose. you know, we should be thankful we do have one, I suppose. So we now move to, we've already moved to that, haven't we? There are no comments from statutory consultees, so highways, conservation, or East Devon trees are yet to comment. There are two representations on the East Devon website. One of them is is supportive. The police station needs replacing with a modern building, and the site will allow it to be easily accessible to the public near the town centre, potentially enabling the delivery of social housing. There are two representations that are neutral. There are concerns about the scale and nature of any replacement development on the site. So this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB1, because it's in a conservation area, isn't it?
Yep.
Although to look at the appearance of the police station, that may be a surprise. The current police station, and EB2, where it needs to take into account surrounding building styles.
That would be more relevant when an application comes forward. Yeah.
Unless all the buildings look demolished, that is, yeah.
There was quite a lot of comment about the scale and nature of the replacement development, but actually it's not relevant to an application for demolition. Those comments will be relevant when a planning application comes forward for the redevelopment of that site.
I mean, I think, as I ask myself what I think, isn't it? I completely understand everybody's questions and concerns and worries about what will be coming next, when will it be coming next. In the short term, sort of pragmatic sense, my biggest question is what are the plans in place for accommodating the police force? And can you carry on functioning as well as you are at the moment? But in terms of planning law and this application.
So yeah. Inspector Weeks is coming to our full council meeting in September. And I know that she has been consulted and is aware of the plans for the police station element of it. So she might be able to give more details on that when she comes in September. But in respect of what else comes forward on that site, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can say that the committee is cognizant of, you know, the emerging concerns about what happens next. I could put that in our comments.
I think that's the only way we can word it.
I want to go further than that, because I think that I'm perhaps anticipating Councillor Russell's comments about demolition. I think it is, in the current environment, entirely wrong that a demolition is being applied for, particularly for a major building like this, with all the embedded carbon and all the rest of it involved, before we know what the outcome. I mean, it's been all over the journal, it's been all over everywhere, so I mean, people know roughly what's coming, but it is wrong of the police or whoever represents them to put this forward as a demolition, and I will oppose.
Okay.
Where's that, my bad?
So, Terry.
I don't know whether I should declare an interest or not, but I spent quite a few months on a murder inquiry working out in the middle. And trust me.
You don't need to declare an interest. It's fine.
It's a dumping sign. It is.
Yeah.
We had to take apart everything up by hand. Note the word, that time was a while ago. At that time there were no lifts or anything in it, and they were thinking about, and the houses that are on the same block, you probably remember when they removed all the flat roofs. Maybe you don't.
I wasn't here when that happened.
Well, they were very poor. All I can say is they must have been very poorly built, because the police force spent hundreds, thousands on trying to make them dry. It just acting like a big thing. And we had the weird experience of having to dry off evidence. So I think we should be thankful we're getting a new police station built. We can demand that this fits in with the surroundings, because that is the original one. I don't know what was there before then. And the court side. They're not proposing, they're not going to port down, and I think what they're trying to do is sell the owner off to offset the cost of building this one. Trust me, it's well beyond the time. I mean, 20 years ago it was.
So I think we would agree with that the building itself
and
is
still
is
the
purpose. Yeah. Did anybody else wish to comment?
Well,
Councillor, sorry, Councillor David. David first and then Mike. Sorry.
Yeah, just to see application like this, I'm really amazed that I don't have a corresponding build application in at the same time. I also would like to find out where the officers and staff in that building are going to go. There has been employment issues, and that hasn't been addressed.
I don't think there are any employment issues, and you can probably speak to Antonio about this, but the anti-slavery unit were based there, are not based there anymore. There's no cells there in use anymore because they now use the cells up in Exeter. So I think a large part of the building is actually not used. I don't think there's any suggestion that staff are going to lose their jobs at all. I think part of the issue is that it's underutilised.
Just just to say, I think the magistrate, the former magistrate's court area, has been totally unused, I think, quite a few years now.
Mike, that's the right.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything Tim said about the proposed demolition, it shouldn't be approved. If that was a listed building, you know, people, that's the last thing people would be talking about is demolishing it. They'd be saying, okay, it's not being used at the moment, let's refurbish it, let's redesign it, let's use the existing structure. And I mean, you know, they've turned hospitals into housing units. They can turn that building into whatever they want. They don't have to demolish it. And if, you know, if we're going to be told, well, you can't disagree, object on that basis, then I would say, well, then the decision-making process isn't fit for dealing with the climate crisis. You know, we need to be making decisions now to reduce our carbon footprint, not in 2 years' time. That's it.
Okay. So, effectively, Tim, you've said that you will oppose this. So is that a formal proposal?
Yes.
Or objection on
yes,
grounds that...
Shall I outline some grounds? And, certainly the ground that, as Councillor David Poore has said, that in order to justify the demolition, there needs to be something that's proposed for that area. And also on the grounds that we've just been speaking of making sure that the demolition process, I mean, irrespective, and I know that probably what Jerry's just said is quite accurate, that it's a dump inside and all the rest of it.
Well,
but
20 years.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
But
I'm
we
not
do.
Sure, I can't remember.
Yeah.
They had a lot of buildings as well that had asbestos in. And I think that was one of them.
Yeah.
And then there was one at Livermore where they used it to train firemen.
I just think that there should be a corresponding proposal and there should be a link. And certainly the climate issue and the carbon emission issue is another one that we should ground, that we should consider. Particularly bearing in mind that the emerging local plan is taking into account those kind of issues.
That's what I was just looking for. I think it's policy 32.
Was there, I can see, given the age of the building, the presence of asbestos is not, not an unreasonable assumption, is it?
No.
Was there anything in the demolition, sort of the application for it that mentioned that, or any of the plans as to how they're going to do it? Or do they need to do that?
I don't know.
They just say we're going to knock it down?
I think that's probably a building regs thing rather than a planning matter. It's in the emerging policy, it's strategic policy 34 that all developments shall demonstrate actions taken to reduce embodied carbon,
carbon,
and developers should retain existing buildings or at least the foundations unless it can be demonstrated that refurbishments either unviable or impractical. So I can cite that policy in of the emerging local plan because there's nothing in the existing local plan that will support it. So, okay. So Tim's proposing refusal, and who was seconding it? Mike. Yeah. Okay.
So we have a proposed rejection. All those in favour? All those against?
I'm abstaining.
Wow.
Are you against?
I'm for the proposal.
Right, okay, that's fine.
Well, I don't want to object against it.
No.
So you've got four. Did you vote?
Should we do that again?
I'll go with Tim.
Mike,
okay.
Okay.
I wasn't.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Proposer and a seconder for objection. All those in favour of rejection, all those against rejection, and abstentions.
Okay, so that's still carried, that's fine.
Okay. No, that's wrong. So we now move to our marvellous Deputy Chair of Planning, Tim, as I will leave the room due to my previously declared declaration of interest. See you in a bit.
Do you want me to just read out, because you haven't got the chair agenda?
No, I haven't.
Do you want me to read it out? Yeah?
If you would, please, thank you.
Okay, so this is for planning application 23/1298 full, 67 Bicton Street, conversion of existing loft and installation of a dormer to form habitable accommodation and internal alterations. County Highway Authority has been consulted but have yet to comment. Conservation have been consulted and have yet to comment. There were three representations in support of the application, citing that there's a precedent for similar loft conversions to the rear of the properties and the proposed dormer will not cause harm to the distinctive quality of the conservation area. There was one representation against, and this was on grounds of impact to conservation area and risk of overlooking. And the resident said that the proposed dormer design is enormous and boxy. It covers the complete span of the rear roof, has very large modern windows, is out of harmony and scale with the existing Hatherley cottages. And of the 10 Hatherley cottages, there are dormer extensions at number 61 and 75. But at 75, the dormer is partly recessed into the existing roofline and looks like part of the existing building. This is a good example of how it could be done without spoiling the character of the area. And at number 61, the dormer is boxy and ugly with mismatched window sizes and shapes. However, it's still substantially smaller than the one proposed at number 67, with the roof line still partly visible and the glazed area much smaller. The same resident has cited risk of overlooking onto the 4th Street properties, and says that the height of the proposed loft extension, its large glazing area and its close proximity to the rear of 4th Street means that it will overlook the living areas and gardens of 4th Street and will have a detrimental impact on the amenity of these neighbouring properties. The existing dormer at number 61 is much further away than 4th Street rear gardens and does not overlook them to the same extent as that proposed for number 67. And the relevant neighbourhood plan policies would be EB1 and EB2.
Okay, thank you very much, Lisa. Yes, because Joe has asked me, because he knows the applicants and he knows the situation, he asked me to be involved in this because obviously as a previous town ward councillor, I know Bicton Street well. I should declare an interest, really, although a marginal interest in this, that I do know one of the families who have actually supported the application up the road. So, but I haven't spoken to them about this application. I did go and see it this morning, and I looked especially at the overlooking, and I've obviously looked at plans, and I've also heard about some of the reasons where they're making this application. It is partly about the condition of, well, in this case, the husband, but it has got another dimension to it other than planning, and that always makes it very difficult. It is, however, in the conservation area, and what I would like to do is to propose acceptance subject to what the conservation officer says about it, because I don't think it's something that we in planning committee should go ahead, charge ahead with, if you like, without proper professional advice. There are, I believe, two little Velux windows in the front where the conservation area kicks in to a greater extent. And looking at those, I don't think those have a problem. And as far as those are concerned, I wouldn't worry about that at all. I'd also mention that one of the supporters of this is actually Councillor Ollie Davy. It has actually been put in the the letters and public consultation bit instead of as one of the consultees. So, and he has gone for approval. So those are my comments. So I'm going to propose subject to conservation officer approval.
Okay.
Could I just ask a question?
Yes, sorry.
Why haven't they got an application, an LBC application?
I don't think it's a listed building. I think it's just in the conservation area.
Mm. Well, you have one.
Because it was a listed building, I expect.
On 42 Clinton Street, they did both.
That's the other side of the road, and some of those. Can I just come? Just to answer your question, this cottage is part of the conservation area, but it's one of, I think it's 12 cottages. Which are called Hatherley cottages, and they are not listed, but they are at the front, they are quite quite an entity, but at the back there is considerable difference between what they have in terms of extensions and all sorts of things. So that would be my view.
It's on these
that.
Ones, Cherry. Put them up there.
Oh, yeah.
So they are not listed in their own right, but they are in a conservation area.
Yeah.
So they don't need listed building consent, but they need to apply for planning approval because they're in a conservation area. Okay.
Yeah.
And I also think that the dormer issue as well is a planning issue. I think they would need to apply anyway.
Sorry. Just looking at the plans, the dormer section looks actually quite a large feature, but if we've got the drawings to go by, it's quite hard to always picture the keeping in the scene layout. But it does look quite a substantive dormer extension. I appreciate that. But certainly it looks substantial.
Yeah, extension. Can I just answer that about the overlooking issue? Because I did particularly look at that, and I looked from different angles at the overlooking, and those houses in 4th Street are considerably overlooked by all the houses in those Hatherley cottages. So it isn't something that's new. It would be, and the point has been made that on a further story up, in fact, it's more difficult to see because the angle is different.
So the actual size of that development, you don't think will have a negative impact on the on the road?
I would like it.
So you've got a proposer.
So yes, I've got a proposer. Do I have a second? Thank you, David. Can I ask for all those in support of approval subject to conservation officer? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Unanimous, I think. Thank you very much. I'm going to get our chair.
I'm just having some dive into the loo, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we get me a drink of water, I don't know.
Yeah, we finish.
He hasn't.
he's just coming. Yeah, here he is.
There. Et bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Oui.
Okay.
With the camera on.
So we now move to planning application. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Now move to planning application 23-1027 Full, 46 St John's Road, to remove the original front wall, repair the left hand pier, excavate the grass area, pave that area, and build a new 9 inches, a new 9 inch wall, install new drainage and curb to the public highway. No comments from statutory consultees or representations. Councillor Woodward suggests he can see no reason to refuse this application and therefore proposes approval. Does anybody else have any comments on this? Councillor Dimlinger?
Yeah, just to say I hope that when they're doing this work that they put in permeable paving there. That's a key problem with regard to water soak away.
Yeah. Just make a note of that.
And drain, you know, surface flooding.
Yeah. We can ask for that as a, we can put
I think
that
so.
As a condition, I think. So I'm happy to propose that with that as a condition. Please. Have a second. So if proposer and a seconder for approval with that. With that condition, all those in favour?
Cool.
Thank you very much, that's unanimous. We now move to 7 other items. Notification of new premises licence for Bar Boy, which is a delivery cocktail company, I believe. It already has a, it's been running for a while, it's quite a well established company. It's just, I think this is just licensing for the change of address. They were on, I think they were on Victoria Road or something, and now they've taken up 2 units nearby. Just do we wish to comment? Actually, I should declare interest as chair of licensing. Thought that this was on the agenda. Does anybody wish to comment on it at all? I think there was some controversy when the first one. When the first application for it arrived, because it looked like alcohol being sold to people in a residential area, but it's not that at all. And they've proved there's been no problem with the previous license. So I'm happy not to comment.
Cool.
Items for information. We talked about Churchill retirement. There's also notification of 2 tree preservation orders which were attached to the agenda.